The singing of the doxology by the PCC student body begins Pensacola Christian College Chapel. At each chapel service, students have an opportunity to receive spiritual exhortation and enrichment during a time of music and meditation on God's Word. This podcast shares selected recent chapel messages from guest speakers, faculty, and staff. Welcome to the PCC Chapel Podcast.
I'd like for you to take your Bibles and turn to Psalm 27. Psalm 27 is where we'll be today. You know, some of the folks that I admire the most are those that have the ability to really break complex things down and make them simple. Children are really good about this. For instance, you ask a child, if you could have one thing for Christmas, what would it be? Now, a child maybe who hasn't thought through it is going to hem and haw a little bit, but eventually, once they think through it, they'll be able to narrow it down. Well, if I could have one thing, it would be this. Maybe you've been asked a question similar to this. For instance, if you could have one thing to eat right now, what would it be? Now, you might not have been thinking about anything to eat, but now that I've asked you the question, if you could narrow down all the things in a grocery store that you could have, what would be the one thing you could eat? And you're probably thinking through it and getting hungry by now. But let's think about that question a little bit more. For instance, if there is one thing you were looking for in a spouse, what would it be? Or if there was one job that you would like to have, or if there is one place you'd like to live. Now again, if you hadn't thought through it, it might take a little bit. But once you've thought through it, boy, that answer should come rather quickly. And again, I admire those folks that are able to take from a variety of different options or complexities and bring something down to be so simple. If there was one thing you could ask of the Lord today, what would it be? Now, in Psalm 27, we find David in the midst of a number of different events. For instance, if you look in the first couple of chapters or verses of Psalm 27, we find David in the midst of enemies. We're told in verse 2, the wicked, the enemies come up against him. In verse 3, though an host should encamp against him. Now, you might say, well, those are hypothetical. Okay, well, let's go down then to verse 5. For in a time of trouble, he shall hide me. Has David been in times of trouble? Sure. Will he be in more? Yes. And so there's times of trouble that David is enduring. If we go down to verse 7, we find even his own self, he's crying out for mercy before the Lord. And so he has his own spiritual struggles that he's facing. We come to verse 8, and we find the obedience to the Lord's command that's needed there. Verse 10, he's forsaken by loved ones. We come to verse 12, and there are people who are speaking out against him. And so if you were to go to David this day and say, David, with all those enemies that are around about you, David, with your mother and father that have forsaken you, David, with those that are speaking against you, David, with your own sinful nature, David, with your own desire to obey the commands of Scripture, David, with all of these things, what's one thing you would ask of the Lord? Well, if you were David, maybe it would be that most prominent trial. Well, I wish that mom and dad would listen to me. Or I wish that those who were speaking against me would be silent. If I could ask anything of the Lord, maybe it would be that I would ask the Lord to calm the turbulent waters of my life in my times of trouble. Or maybe it would be that I would have a heart that would be more sought after, seeking after the Lord. If you were David, in the midst of all these things going on in Psalm 27, what would be the one thing that you would ask of the Lord? Or maybe I can put it into the phrase given us in Scripture. If you look down into verse 4, what would be the one thing you would desire of the Lord? Again, maybe as you and I think through it, we might come to whatever the most prominent situation is that we're facing. Lord, I would desire peace and calmness. Or, Lord, I would desire my enemies to be vanquished, the host about me to all die. You know, whatever it is, maybe we would think about those things that are most pertinent. But can I challenge you today in Psalm 27 to maybe take this wonderful focus that David gives us and maybe apply it to our own lives? David says this: one thing have I desired of the Lord, the one who can do all, I have desired one thing, and that will I seek after. You say, well, what is that one thing? Well, you've got your Bibles open to Psalm 27, verse 4. This is what he desires, to dwell in the house of the Lord. I would phrase this as he is understanding the priority of God's personal presence in his life. David desires, in the midst of all the turbulence going on, he desires one thing, and that's to dwell in God's presence, in the house of the Lord. Now, he gives a couple of reasons why. And I think as we look at these reasons why, we're not just going to look at David as somebody who is super spiritual. He's just being pious. I mean, that sounds like something that a super spiritual person would say, not somebody who's really going through life's difficulties. I mean, if someone's really going through life's difficulties, they're going to pray for something far more than just being in God's presence. But that's not what David does he? David is a real man going through real problems, and his solution is he desires to dwell in the house of the Lord, and he gives two reasons why. If you'll look in verse 4, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, first, to behold the beauty of the Lord. To behold the Lord in his beauty. Now you say, well, why is that so important? In the midst of mother and father forsaking, in the midst of troublous times, in the midst of enemies that are speaking against him, in the midst of his own sinfulness, why would David attribute him being in the presence of the Lord, and one of the great assets of being in God's presence is to behold his beauty? That doesn't seem to connect. Well, until you look at Psalm 27 here. For instance, Look in verse 9. In verse 9, the scriptures declare, hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. As David dwells in his presence, he understands that beholding the Lord gives him confidence no matter what situation he's in. Now, how is that for an advantage? As you and I think through, well, if I can ask for one thing of the Lord in the midst of all of life's circumstances, what would it be? Well, it would be to dwell in his presence. Why, David? Because his presence, being able to behold him, gives me confidence. Look down into verse 13. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. As I desire more than anything in life to have the presence of the Lord in my life, that gives me confidence. So it makes sense, doesn't it? Or maybe it begins to make sense. When he says, I want to dwell in the house of the Lord, one thing I desire of the Lord, that I would dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life for the purpose of beholding his beauty. But then notice what he says next at the end of verse 4, and to inquire in his temple. So beholding gives confidence. Inquiring provides communion. Communion with the Lord. Look in verse 11, for instance. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in the plain path because of mine enemies. There is a communion as he inquires in the Lord, in his temple. And if there's anybody who can help with the issues that you and I face, it's the Lord, isn't it? And so when David says, one thing have I desired, and this is why, he gives two reasons for it. He desires to dwell in the house of the Lord first, to have confidence as he sees God working, beholding his beauty. And then second, that he might have communion with the Lord in inquiring in his temple. You say, well, why was David so fearful of not being in the Lord's presence? Well, think about how often David took things into his own hands. Now, he didn't do it all the time, but there were some times where David took matters into his own hands, and it brought in a break of fellowship, didn't it? How many times do you and I, as we face the trials around us, we don't seek first the Lord, but we rather try to handle it on our own? And instead of beholding the beauty of the Lord and inquiring in his temple, we behold our own ability to do things and we inquire after the flesh. May I submit to you today, as you're getting ready for your final exams and as the hustle and bustle of this Christmas season is so upon us, may we not forget the one thing that we ought to desire. And as we behold his beauty and as we inquire in his temple, all these things that occur around us will be taken care of in the Lord's time. My prayer is that you are finishing your classes. Your last lectures are about to be done. Maybe some of you have already finished them. As you're preparing for your final exams and all the excitement that that brings, and as you're getting ready to celebrate Christmas and the festivities, either with family and maybe some of you not able to attend family functions because of all that's going on around the nation and around the world, may you and I not forget that one thing. Lord, if I could ask one thing of you, Lord, it would be that you would never leave me nor forsake me. And one of the great principles about that prayer is that the Lord has already promised not to do so. Usually it's us who leave him. He never leaves us. So may in this time when we remember the birth of Christ and as we consider all that the Lord has done for us and as we finish out this semester, may we never forget that our desire should be, Lord, may I dwell with you, to behold you, and to inquire after you.
You've been listening to a message from Pensacola Christian College Chapel. You're welcome to pass this sermon along to others. Please don't charge for it or alter it without written permission from Pensacola Christian College. For additional information about PCC, visit us online at pcci.edu. Pensacola Christian College, empowering Christian leaders to influence the world for Christ.